got a really cool whiskey club, 1,500 members, 400 different whiskeys and bourbons, tremendous amount of tequilas, great bunch of specialty drinks, our traditional distillery old fashioned, got a tequila old fashioned. We did some pretty neat things with tequila and bourbon.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And as people get out this summer and great road trips all around the Midwest, our neighbors to the north have some of the best racing action going on anywhere in America with the Slinger Nationals. A guy who's going to be right in the middle of it is also the man behind one of the great destinations for celebrations and spirit. It's the Stillery up in Richfield, Wisconsin. And we've got Peter Katsakis. Peter, welcome to WGN.
Hello, Dane. How are you?
I am okay. How's it going up there?
Going really well. It's fantastic. Summer is in full effect, and things are great up in Wisconsin in the summer. A lot of cold weather, as you know, and it's super nice to have some nice weather and summertime vibes.
Yeah, well, we highlight great road trips all the time, and this is the first summer in a few that everything is open and available for everybody. Before we get into some of the things coming up, talk a little bit about the Stillery, like what it is, where you guys are, and what makes it a favorite for folks in Wisconsin.
Sure. So we're a restaurant located in Richfield, Wisconsin. We opened almost 3 years ago, and we're known for our food and our drinks. And on our food side, make a lot of the stuff from scratch in-house and have a good following from that perspective. We've got a great fish fry as well as a baked fish. And then we do things like shrimp tacos, cod tacos. We've got great cheeseburgers, wings, pizzas, all of those types of things that your traditional kind of Wisconsin supper club would have, right? Our fish fries come with like homemade applesauce and maple syrup, and our potato pancakes are all made from scratch. So the food is pretty good and reasonably priced.
I got to tell, I'll stop you for 1 second, Peter. For those people that are listening to this course, we reach 38 states in Canada here with WGN, but I spent a good portion of my formative years in Wisconsin, and the fish fry is the kind of thing, we just don't have it. They don't have it here in the Chicagoland area. In Wisconsin, it is everywhere, and it is something you do not want to miss.
We're definitely known for it. So we're kind of known for our fish fries and some of the food that we have here that we cater in Wisconsin. And the other side of it is, you know, we're known for our whiskey and our bourbon. And, you know, we have almost 400 different whiskeys and bourbons. We have a tremendous amount of tequilas. We've got a great bunch of specialty drinks. We've got, like, our traditional distillery old-fashioned. We've got our peanut butter and jelly old-fashioned. We've got a tequila old-fashioned. So we do some pretty neat things with tequila and bourbon. We've got a really cool whiskey club that we've got about 1,500 members.
Wow.
They get some special treatment on the whiskey side of things. And we try to give our guests the best possible experience for the types of things that we offer.
So it's a testament, right? 1,500 members for the whiskey club. I'm not sure what the population of Richfield is, but I don't know if it's everybody, right? Or is it like the Packers, right? There's a waiting list to get in on it. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, we do have, it is a pretty large club, and we do have new members join every week, and it's done really well for us.
That's awesome. Well, so the bourbon thing, the whiskey thing, that is great. It's one of those things, traditionally, there's a lot of interest out there. You mentioned tequila, and you have more and more tequila all the time, and enthusiasm for that is growing, too. Talk a little bit about that. As a guy that is in the business, in and around it, like, tequila is getting, you know, a lot more attention these days.
It is. You know, a few years ago, tequila was, you know, you had four different kinds, and, you know, that was kind of it. And now you're seeing a tremendous amount of craft manufacturers of tequila, lots of different flavors, lots of different offerings. And so the amount of different tequilas that are being offered today is significantly higher than what it was even 3, 5, 7 years ago. And so we're seeing more demand for it, which has been pretty cool.
And fitting in with you guys, kind of what it is that you do and the clientele on the bourbon and the whiskey side, where people enjoy it, certainly in cocktails, but also neat as well. You're seeing that, whereas in the past, maybe tequila was more of kind of just grin and bear it, right? It was just a shot, you know, maybe with some salt and some lime. You wanted to get through it as quick as possible. Now people, they're sipping, they're enjoying tequila.
Yeah, there's lots of different brands out there that, you know, are available now that the tequila is more refined and smoother, and it is more of a sipping type of alcohol. And we've seen a growth in that segment as well as our whiskey.
So when it comes to sports, you know, obviously Packers football, the Bucks, Brewers, Wisconsin also has deep racing roots, and right down the street, Slinger is home to some of the country's best racing. Talk a little bit about that, because people don't always, when they think of Wisconsin, not always, you know, because the Packers are so prominent, racing isn't something that always immediately comes to mind, but it's big.
It is big. And I think, you know, for me personally, the racing heritage that Wisconsin has is pretty neat. So when you have a track like Slinger Speedway and the type of attention it draws with the racing, the crowd, it's kind of a small hometown. It's pretty sweet, because 45 minutes from there is Road America, which is like America's park for speed. And so,
yep,
you know, you have that heritage there. For me, it's even one level greater, because I personally dabble with racing motorcycles at an amateur level. And so for me, it's even cooler that we have these types of racing heritages in our state, which is super sweet.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so we're going to get on to the El Bandido situation. El Bandido is the official tequila of race day. We've had it at the Daytona 500. We built it into the Indy 500. We're going to be up there for Slinger Nationals and all of that kind of stuff. And with that brand expands, it's in 15 states now. It'll be 30 by the end of the year. This is the first launch for El Bandido Yankee in Wisconsin. And so talk a little bit about that, because, you know, you guys have that great pedigree bringing spirits to people. You mentioned 400 or so spirits on the whiskey side and the clubs and all that. People go to you in order to try and experience new things. What's it like to be a part of sort of the launch of a brand new brand?
And I think it's great, because that's where we really do well with our guests and our customers, and introducing a new brand to them and getting it out there and giving it more popularity and allowing them to experience something that they might not get from a different tequila. And so we're really proud and really happy to partner up and make it a great experience for all parties. It's going to be really cool for the customers, as well as really cool for helping the brand itself grow and become more well-known.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Let the listeners know we're talking with Peter Katsakis. He is the driving force up there at the Stillery in Richfield, Wisconsin. A great destination for people wherever you are. If you're going to make one of those road trips, going to head up to Wisconsin. He mentioned a little bit about that proximity to Road America, which has a lot of races. I know there's been a couple of IndyCar, NASCAR have been there over the last month or so, but they do a ton of events up there. And it is the National Park of Speed, and of course, Slinger Speedway as well. So we're going to be doing a tasting up there. I know El Bandido Yankee is at the Stillery. It's going to be on July 10th, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. There's going to be tasting. There's going to be swag. There's going to be some great prizes, tickets to the race. There's also a great cause involved with it, too, because you guys are having at that same time, that same date. And I think this shows the community connection. People get up to the Stillery. They want to celebrate, have a good time, have a great meal, some good drinks. But also that connection to the community is strong as well. Talk a little bit about what's going to be happening that you guys are helping to facilitate on the 10th.
You know, we feel that we really want to give back as much as we can to the community. You know, the support that we get from our community, we want to give back. And we have a fundraiser that day to help someone who's in need of some assistance. And we're going to partner up, and it's going to be a great event. And we're going to try and donate part of our sales and some other things to this person and making it a community event.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that as well. And we'll, of course, try to raise some funds and some awareness for the cause as well. I think it's a testament. It's only been maybe 3 years for the Stillery, you mentioned, since you've been there. But the impact that you guys have, and just the way that you guys have connected not only the community, but I think the greater maybe Midwest and Wisconsin as well, with the club and all the kind of things that you're doing. So, Peter, before we let you go, give information about where it is in Richfield. We know it's in Richfield. Obviously, people can Google, but if there's social media, I know you guys do a ton of that. A website, where can they go?
So it's distillerywi.com as far as our website goes. Our restaurant is located at W204N14025 Fond du Lac Avenue in Richfield, Wisconsin. You can find us on Facebook, find us on Instagram, or like I said, hit the website. And then I just want to say one more thing. Later this fall, we're going to be opening our second location in Grafton, Wisconsin. And we're super, super happy that we have another location coming on board. It'll be the same exact restaurant, same menu, same everything. And so we're all very excited to have another location to serve even more guests.
We'll have links up with the websites and everything at WGNradio.com, and can't wait to see you up there for all that excitement for Slinger Nationals and everything that the Stillery has to offer. So Peter, thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it, Dan.